Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
The epic season of Vanderpump Rules has finally come to a close with the final reunion, and we have some juicy buzz coming. Lala and James are still got some bad blood, but at least we found out it's finally about the pasta. We have a special interview with Kristen Doty, and we have some season 7 spoilers coming in tea time. Get ready, because we're breaking it down next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey.
Oh, this song. I haven't heard it in a while.
I know. Amazing. I don't think many people have. So I'm kind of jamming right now. You're welcome.
I mean, you can't have a reunion without some T-Swift. Am I right, lady?
Oh, yeah.
Bad blood.
Guys, the reunion is done. The season is done. And here to help me break it down, I have Miss Stacia Levis.
Hi, guys.
And I have Miss Sarah Cirio.
Hey, y'all.
And I'm Zach Peter, but you guys already know that. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us all season long. Before we get into it, we do have a special message from Teague, which we'll get to in just a sec. But what did you ladies think of this final reunion? Did it close the show right?
No.
No, it did not.
Like,
the pasta was not further discussed past it was the pasta. That's all we heard all night.
Yeah, it was about the pasta.
Was the pasta.
But we didn't find out what the juice under the pasta was.
It was closed, but it was, like, surface closed. It wasn't, there was no tea, there was no meaty parts for me.
Yeah. Seems like everyone was kind of scared to talk.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Yeah, I also feel like, and we chatted about this before we started taping, like the season is so long and there's so much included in the season that I feel like this was just like these are the last bullet points of things that were covered in the season that we just have to go through to make it through the reunion. Because like the second half of the season we all kind of felt was a little underwhelming.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the episode of the reunion that broke all of that down.
Yeah. Which I guess did need to happen.
I mean, it needed to happen, but it was a little unnecessary.
Yeah. Everyone was watching their P's and Q's and making sure they kind of had a good present.
Yeah. I needed like a Sandoval breakdown with the tears. I needed like a Louboutin to go flying across the room.
That would have been great.
I needed, because Stassi looked a little bit more scared this when I was watching her during the season finale. She looked a little timid, like, oh, I don't want to piss anybody off.
She could have maybe been watching what she said because of just all the hate she's gotten from just speaking her mind. So she probably was like, you know what? I don't want anything bad to come out of this. I'm just here.
I think that's fair. I love Stassi. She's one of my favorite blondies on the show.
Mm.
And you know who one of my favorite blondies on this show is, aside from myself?
I know.
I don't know who.
Miss Teague Dooley Pancoat, who we have a very special message from. Hi, Teague.
Hey, Vanderpump Rules fans. It's Teague, and I am at the finale of Dancing with the Stars tonight, so I can't be on the panel for the last episode. But I just want to let you guys know how much I appreciate you. We've had such a fun season with you guys. Thank you so much for everything you do, and we will see you next season.
Yay.
She's so cute.
I know. She always looks so cute. And we miss you, Teague. Thank you guys for tuning in and for supporting all four of us all season long and sliding into our DMs and sending us your tea on Twitter. We love it.
Keep Teague loves it. Keep it coming, even when it's not on.
Even when it's off. Yeah, when you see tea about the cast and you want to send it to us, like, we'll still tweet back with
you.
We're like friends now.
Speaking of, hold on. I have to give a shout out to Erica Rue in the chat.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she tweeted me, because we're going to talk about Tom Sandoval in a little bit.
Yeah.
But she tweeted me about why he might be so upset with Stassi and has like this bone to pick with
her.
I'm telling you, the viewers have the best tea. But before we get into that, we do have to talk about James and Lala because the damn pasta keeps coming up. And we finally heard that their tension was about the pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But we've heard Lala talk about how she brought up the pasta to avoid. I feel like that drinking game every time I say pasta.
Drinking game, y'all.
So drink at home if you hear the word pasta. Tonight's episode.
Like watch what happens live. Yeah. But so Lala said that she brought it up because James and Logan were having a conversation mm-hmm. that was getting heated that she didn't want to come up on air. But was James's reaction to the pasta a little much, Stacey?
Yeah. He, like, attacked Lala. Okay, I was team James throughout the season. Now I'm kind of mm-hmm. like,
second-guessing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because what he said to Lala and what he told her that, like, your man's going to get bored of you, he's going to leave you and leave you for another young chick, and you're probably going to be, he's going to be done with you soon. I thought that was really messed up, what he said.
It was mean. You don't say that to your friends.
It's yeah. so mean.
I genuinely feel like Lala, when she is really good friends with someone, she sticks up for them and is by their side. So I feel like with that, yes, she was seeing a conversation between her best friend and mm-hmm. some guy going away, that it could have affected his, like, whole image. Yeah. So she was trying to change it. And I think, yeah, if James just has that personality when he has a few drinks in him. It could either go one way where it's, like, great, or mm-hmm. it could go another way. And in that moment, it just went the whole other way. And he probably yeah. just... I feel like he could have misheard it or thought she was saying something different.
But we saw him even after that when he was talking with Raquel. Like, he was still saying mean things about Randall and about Lala's relationship.
He's just bitter.
He's
a yeah. That's what they were saying, is that he may be jealous of Lala's relationship. Do you think he still has feelings for her?
Maybe because she's with a successful man, too.
Maybe.
I did notice in this episode came to success, a lot of the people either support them or they're, like, so bitter and have such, like, judgment. Yeah. And it's like, why you? Because they're all, like, going clearly after the same thing mm-hmm. and around the same age. So they're just bad sports. And I feel like that's probably James. It's just, like, it's hard to tell with him sometimes, though.
And even to this day, she is – I feel like Lala is – not revealing a lot of secrets about James and still has his back,
she
even
still,
though
yeah.
they're enemies. And yeah. it's like, it just shows a lot about her as a person and, like, what kind of friend she is.
And as a friend,
is.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I want
to. I mean, and I get it, James, you love Raquel. Too, right? I get it. I didn't need to hear you say it 10 times. Like, I get it. You love her.
Yeah, I also feel like
enough.
Dude.
Like, when you have to say it 20 times, like, you're trying to convince yourself.
Post it 20 times.
Yeah.
You're trying to convince yourself, not anybody else around you.
Mm-mm. He wants him some Lala. Or whoever
else. Yeah, some Lala, some Logan on the side.
He likes the L's.
He likes the variety. Raquel is just,
Lisa.
You know, she's just hanging in there, Lisa.
Wow.
Very serious. I'm just putting it out there.
Putting the pieces together.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about Raquel?
I honest to God really thought she was going to make an appearance in these reunions, but she didn't.
She probably did, and they're like, this is boring, like, cut. Yeah.
But that I mean, she probably could have replaced Sheena, since Sheena just wasn't in it.
No.
And it would have been the same outcome, I feel like.
Yeah.
I hope that she doesn't come back next season, or if she does, she just learns to be talkative.
Yeah, a part of the group.
Or just interesting a little. You don't have to be crazy.
Yeah, and I wonder if she's really friends with any of them.
I don't think so. Well, I teased at the top of the show that we have a special interview that Teague and I did with Kristen. Mm-hmm. And so I asked her about Raquel, which I mean,
I had to
because everyone's always talking about the shade that we throw Raquel on this show.
We are a little shady. We're like palm trees.
We are a little shady.
We don't know her.
I did like
so
how Lala awesome. Really showed we saw a more empathetic mm-hmm. side of her. We saw a more vulnerable side of her. So I did really feel for her because we constantly see her being this tough girl. And it was nice to see her kind of be vulnerable. I mean, not that I enjoyed watching her cry, because I totally didn't. I think what James did was so messed up. But I liked that we got to see that duplex in her personality mm-hmm. of, like, this hard, rough girl and this, like, soft, like, real girl.
Yeah, Lala's really grown on me. And I feel like she has worked on herself a lot, and you can definitely see it, her and Katie both. Yeah. But you can see it in Lala, and just she's willing to see where other people are coming from, mm-hmm. even when where they're coming from isn't a good place, or like, and you know it, but they may not know it. So I feel like that's a really good personality trait for her to have, and it was really nice to see.
And she's
more people should be
like what you're saying, Zach, when we're watching, that she's like really empathetic.
Yeah.
And she really, like, seeing what James went through his whole childhood, like, yeah. she took that into consideration. It was like, yeah. okay, maybe he says dumb crap, yeah. but you know what? But I'm going to see past that.
Yeah.
But then he just took it too far.
He always takes it too far. And I feel like he needs, like, a big sister or just somebody to, like, set him straight.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Yeah. He needs to listen to her every day. Like, yes. on repeat, constantly.
Everyone needs a big sister.
Well, if you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. So if you're driving home from work, driving to work, stuck in traffic, you guys can listen to this.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
Free.
That's the best part.
F-I.
Free advice. Free that's advice. That's hard to get in LA.
Yes, from someone that's so successful and has it all together.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know who else needs to listen to Conversations with Maria?
Who?
There was a lot of haterade being thrown around at today's reunion.
Yeah.
And I think Sheena was sipping on it a little too much, and Sandoval was sipping on it a little too much. Like, they were just, like, hating with their eye rolls and their little sassy digs.
They were.
Like, why are they so...
That's what I'm saying. Sheena felt like didn't need to be here in this last part of the reunion.
She could have, like, Skyped in from Vegas.
Yeah. Or I also feel like, why not take advantage of the reunion and redeem yourself instead of just sitting there and acting like you're the victim and you were portrayed wrong in this whole season and, like, what you did, like, you couldn't help. If you kind of just, like, swallowed your pride for 45 minutes and was like, hey, you know what? You know you're going to be back, so why not save yourself now?
Yeah. Yeah. She also mentioned that she doesn't really watch all the episodes because she's really busy.
She doesn't watch her friends. Like, that's so
rude. She fast forwards to it.
I can totally see that.
Maybe she's a little disconnected from the... Okay.
Reality?
Devil's advocate
from
right
reality?
Now. No, disconnected from them because she's in Vegas now doing...
She's putting...
big things.
I mean, I have to agree... with
what did they say? Love you guys.
Everyone's gonna hate me for saying
no. The live chat is blowing up. Kimberly Mayfield. She said these people are old, and I want a new cast. Ooh. See, I feel like
we said that at one point.
We did. We made that point earlier mm-hmm. in the season. I feel like people like Sheena, who like aren't invested, who don't care about keeping relationships with the people in the group, who always seem to have issues with people in the group. Like, look, I don't like Jax, but like he brings drama and he spices things up. Whereas Sheena is just like that irritating wart on your back that you're just like that blackhead that you're just trying to pop and it's not ready to pop and you're just like, my God, enough already.
I agree. No,
go for it, Sarah.
I completely agree.
Feelings, guys. Feelings.
I just feel like you know what this industry is. And yeah, when you get to a certain age, you either got to keep bringing it like Jax does and Kristen and now Brittany's getting it. So it's like either bring it or it's like you know you gotta you're that's it for you. And I feel like with Lala and James, like that's like the younger you know, for them now.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
they
as
can
good as it gets.
They can bring it in and we can bring in a new cast. I don't know. What do you guys think of Billy Lee? Do you think she can hold a spot on the cast or do you think we can find someone new?
I think Billy would be great.
I think she could be great. I just need her to give me more.
More, yeah,
because,
I agree.
Because, like, the whole thing with Jeremy, like, if what they, like, what was being talked about with him was wrong, just, like, explain then, like, why it was wrong. Like, give us what we want to hear.
Yeah.
I think they have to start slowly introducing, like, some new people, like how they did Lala.
Yeah, but they also remember,
yeah, but
like,
Lala was introduced and she came in hot. Yeah, and like, she got a full season pickup. Yeah.
You gotta know how to do it.
Do you think, like, the cast right now, they're kind of, like, checked out? of the show. Maybe like a little bit more because they've gotten to like bigger.
I think some
bigger celebrity level. You know, they've gotten like kind of like celebs now, and you know people know them, and now they're getting like endorsements and other deals elsewhere. So maybe they're growing out of it.
I can see that totally.
Yeah, I can see that. I think then they're staying in it to keep the face, keep the paycheck, and not really go beyond. Like, Sheena now has a show in Vegas, so Sheena can grow beyond. Like, then go and spread your wings, girl. Like, go do something else. Like, obviously, this isn't working for you. People aren't loving you anymore. Not that they really ever have. But, like, now it's time to go.
Yeah, or like work on
a spinoff.
I don't want a Sheena spinoff. No, don't even blasphemy. Don't even say that.
No, I mean a spinoff. Like I was like expecting a spinoff after this episode ended. Like them to introduce something.
Tom.
Nothing.
Jackson, Brittany, take part two. Or
they even should have been like Tom opening. They didn't even do that.
No.
What's going on?
I mean,
wow, I just thought of that.
I also asked Kristen about that,
too. Okay, yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys.
So many teasers.
Stay tuned till the end.
Okay, next topic. Do we want to talk about Jax's fake job while we're talking about their spinoff? Was it necessary to, like, pretend that was still a thing? I mean, everyone was like, didn't want to say that, like, that wasn't a real job. Like, even Brittany was like, yeah, sweetie, it was a real phone call. I heard you.
Yeah, she's like, I heard you. What was he, like, talking to his doctor? Like, what was he doing on the phone? And they said he said it because Andy even asked him like what was the job, and he said it was for marketing and social. Okay,
me,
what? I would have been like, what? Like
an Instagram marketing, takeover
marketing, like, and social, what people say, like, you know, assistant.
He was
or
gonna
executive
do a Twitter takeover. That was his job. Yeah. A paid Twitter takeover.
He didn't even know.
I think he might have done this for attention too. Like, totally. I'm leaving. You guys are all attacking me. I got a new job. Like, I'm gonna be that friend to take off and be like, and they're gonna. So they're like, no, Jax, don't leave.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting in this episode when he was saying, "Oh, I didn't want to break up. I didn't want to leave. It was gonna be too hard." Because then breaking up with Brittany, I would have to start all over. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm in love with her. It was just like, I have to start all over and meet someone new.
A lot of people think that, though, when they break up with someone, they don't want to start over, so they stay in it. Like, that is
but
a thing.
He's
and it's
saying
so
he loves
bad.
Her.
I know,
Sarah,
but
it's okay to leave your relationship. It's no. Okay. We support you.
Because you already know the person. No. I get it. But it's still kind of like, if you don't love them, that's...
I know. That was pretty funny how he said
Clarence
that.
Clarence has some strong feelings about Jax.
Clarence!
In all caps. So she's really feeling it. Jax is not allowed to bartend at Tom Tom. We need a young cast for the spinoff.
Well, maybe that's
first
why...
First, we need a spinoff.
Yeah.
Something.
Clarence, so why don't you email Bravo, and we'll back you up.
We got you.
I feel like maybe that's why they tried to introduce all these new people, like Adam, and even Jeremy kind of got his, like, way in. You don't think so?
I mean, I agree that they're trying to introduce people. I don't know if I necessarily want it to be Jeremy. I just feel like, you know.
Why?
He's a stoner friend. Like, he's like... I don't know. He's just...
You're not attracted to him.
There's nothing... Definitely not. I mean, look, we haven't seen enough of him to get to know his personality, but I'm not... From what I've seen, I'm not feeling it. You know, you also... Vanderpump is also about having a very attractive cast. Like, you know, it's depicting West Hollywood, and you need to have a headshot to be a bartender. Like, let's be real.
Okay.
I love it.
Patrick.
Yes.
We talked about him briefly. We reheard all of his booty comments about Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so cringeworthy.
Super, super.
Like, time.
And how Lisa said dismissed. How she had to, like, apologize to him.
Yeah.
In her own, like, space. And when he was the one being introduced to her and she had to, like, cater to him. Like, it's just so flipped backwards that it's hard to take in.
Yeah, it's hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that she has a new boyfriend. I like that she's doing well. Mm-hmm. What did you think of her whole event planning? I thought she really killed it. Yeah. And the cast was hating.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think she's doing great. Everyone has to start somewhere.
Yeah,
some people get lucky and get to start off at, like, amazing opportunities and such, but other people not so much. She took a chance with Lala. Lala's bigger than, like, what she could have done, like, a 16th birthday party or something. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
And she did great. So for Tom Sandoval to have such disdain for her, like, dude, you're opening up a bar, too. Like, what? What's the hit? Like, what is it?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what it is. Okay, because Erica Rue tweeted this. Sir Rules, which I believe is the official Sir restaurant account, they tweeted, the annual event at every hashtag Pump Rules reunion, Sandoval attacks Stassi. Because every year at the reunion, Sandoval has a reason to, like, just come at her. Mm-hmm. So Ariana responded, and she said, he doesn't have any issue with her. He had an issue with not being able to break the fourth wall when it comes to that job. Hence why I said I wouldn't even talk about it. Stassi is cool. She's not the problem.
What job?
Her event planning job, I guess, is what...
Break the fourth wall in meaning.
Ariana's saying that Sandoval doesn't have a problem with Stassi's job, her fake job. He's saying that I guess there's something in production or something behind the scenes that he can't talk about or doesn't want to talk about. I'm assuming there's like some behind the scenes drama and mechanics that he's not happy with.
I've heard too that they have to work at Sir. Too, to stay on the, you know, that's so maybe what that's it what it is, because he's like, why does it she have to work at Sir, but she's on the show still.
It could be.
And he she's got getting a all
restaurant.
These
stop exactly. crying.
Be grateful. Damn.
Be grateful you have you have a restaurant. Stassi gets to plan two events in one season for Lisa and Lala, who she hated last season.
But I think they want to get break away from being like waiters and bartenders there and go to bigger and better, but they have to stay doing that in order to be on Vanderpump Rules. I mean, they do. Not Stassi.
It's in their contract. Yeah. And she left the show. And that's probably why he's upset is the fact that she left and was able to still come back and be on the show. Same thing with Kristen.
But
you
know
why he's mad at her.
Whatever.
One of the best. I mean,
who cares? I'll tell you what Tom Sandoval should do and all you guys should do is you should subscribe to us at iTunes, AfterBuzz TV, Vanderpump Rules especially. Listen to our iTunes podcast on your drive, in your bed, in the shower. Give us five stars because you can't give any less. And a great comment would be greatly appreciated. Stacey, Sarah, Zach, and Teague. AfterBuzz TV, iTunes.
Yes. Go and listen to iTunes. And speaking of iTunes, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I, as you know, you guys have all been on my podcast, hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter.
Love it.
So we did a special taping last week, and Teague joined me in studio because we got to sit down with the one and only Kristen Doty.
Wow. So cool.
I'm so excited
We did a full 30-minute interview with Kristen, and she spilled all the tea. She talked about Rob. She talked about Billy Lee. She talked about Patrick. She talked about Stassi. Like, she literally, we got her to spill all the tea. She talked about Jackson Brittany, where they are now, how they got to where they are. Mm-hmm. We asked her about Carter. It was really juicy. Like, we covered everything. And so the episode doesn't actually air until May 30th on the podcast.
Okay.
But I brought in a special clip that we haven't shared yet, but we're going to share first exclusively here on the show. And since last week we talked to Rob and we had him on, I decided to cut the interview to the clip that Kristen, where she talks about Rob. Okay. And you guys are going to be shocked, but she actually watches this show.
What?
She says that she watches. No. She said, I haven't had a chance to watch your episode with Rob yet, but I got the alert and I do tune in and I do watch. So,
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Thank you for sitting down with Teague and I on hashtag No Filter. It was so much fun. And now we're going to play a special clip before we get into tea time from our interview with Kristen Doty. Here it is. I mean, she really just gave all the tea. Like, everything. Oh,
I'm
she
excited.
Also has a very special announcement that I don't have a clip of for this week, but she's going to announce it on the actual podcast. And it's juicy. It's good.
I'm so excited. Like, you have
marriage?
Well, not marriage, but a very special project that she's working on that had me and Teague, like, jumping out of our seats excited. But let's tune into the interview. So... Teague and I have been keeping up with the latest season of Vanderpump Rules, and we literally break it down every Monday. And so we want to get like some of your, now that the season has come to an end, we want to get some of your thoughts, especially after all this reunion drama. Do you have any pressing questions for Kristen?
I think so. We had Rob on our show on Monday, and he.
I heard about this.
Oh yeah,
and I have not. I haven't watched yet on YouTube, and I do.
Yeah,
but I did get a little Google alert about Mr. Valletta.
Oh, so please, Mr. Valletta. Yes. And so he is sticking with the story that Sheena's sticking to, that their relationship started to take a turn when the Tokamadera kiss story came out. And you were obviously the one that told Sheena. Do you feel like she held a grudge after that on you?
Or is she just bitter in general?
I think she's bitter in general. I do think she held a grudge. But I think that she likes to use that in order to hold the grudge.
Of course.
Like, she needed an excuse to make more excuses for herself and for her failing relationship. And, you know, I will say I don't blame Sheena for, I guess, being completely blind, because I think Sheena just really wanted to be in love, and she wanted to have this, like, picture of her husband. But you know what, bitch? Like, who doesn't?
Right,
I want
right.
that. Like, I think we all want that. But that's not reality. So I think, that's what I think.
Okay, we have a fun little game. Since we kind of touched on Rob a little bit, I have this next segment. It's called Break Down the Side Pieces. So none of the primary cast, but all of kind of like the secondary cast that we saw poke in this season, we kind of want to get your thoughts on, you know, if you think they were good this season and whether they may be back in the future, okay?
Okay.
First one, you touched a little bit on Rob, but like, what were your thoughts of him overall during the season and then watching it back and seeing how crazy obsessed Sheena was with him?
Rob was so hard for me, like, in dealing with him, you know, in, I don't want to say real life versus TV, but just obviously what I watched compared to what I lived, because I had met Rob in years past. While Sheena was with Shay, actually, and the two of them. And I did like Rob, and I thought he was great. And when they started dating, I thought he was great. And I thought it moved too quickly. But then as time went on, I'm just like, dude, you're so thirsty. You're using Sheena to get on a TV show, to build this platform for yourself, all the while, I said this also on the reunion, like, all the while complaining about the show.
Right.
So it's like, bro, you want to do the show or you don't want to do the show? And you know what? My boyfriend isn't the most excited person in the world about reality television, but he also knows that he's just a part of my journey, and therefore he does that for me. And that's sort of the shoes that Rob should have filled. Was like, you know what? If I care about Sheena, love or not, I'll do it for her because I'm a part of her life, and this is a part of her journey that's being documented. And I think Rob did it for Rob. I think it's a selfish ass.
He said that he had done it because production had basically, not directly, but indirectly threatened to let Sheena go from the show. And so he did it to support her. But he very much said it was reluctant. Like, he really didn't want to do it. But he's still obliged in support of Sheena.
In the words of Katie Maloney, what a convenient narrative.
Yeah.
Right. And it still made him look good.
Yeah.
I mean, he still looked like a Superman that could hang things up and...
in under 7 minutes.
Yeah. Convenient.
God, 7 minutes. Like, that timer, you know, that stopwatch. Oh, Lord.
Do you think that it was mostly editing, or do you think that it really, what their relationship was that crazy?
Yeah,
like, she was blind?
More, yeah.
I think blaming anything on editing is just such a, like...
cop out.
A BS. Low, because you know what, I would love to blame my last, or like 3 out of my 5 seasons on editing. Wouldn't that be
right?
But I'm sorry, if it comes out of your mouth, they can't, like, you know, you're not pantomiming like words that are coming out on television.
Right,
if you said it, you said it.
Right.
If you did it, you did it. And trust me, our producers and our editors have much more important things to do than to edit Rob Valletta in a bad light.
I mean, she really came at him.
I love it. I love her. She's so real. She says, so real. Like, what everyone yeah. wants to say and has no hard feelings, and it is what it is.
Yeah.
I love that she straight out is like, Rob is thirsty, and production has better things to do than to give you bad editing. Exactly. Like, calm down.
Like, if you are what you are, then just own it.
Yeah.
Or act so you don't look that bad. Like, it's really not that hard. I don't get it.
I mean, and it's not that hard to not see it. I mean, he was, you know, pumping out his houses all over. He was, you know, on the red carpet.
Yeah, he was pimping out his Airbnb.
Yeah, talking about their app for their, like, divorce closet idea, which...
Yeah.
He was, like, anywhere he could make some money. Yeah.
Well, he said he has it trademarked. He just hasn't actually launched it yet. And I think if he legally could have, he would have. I also think it was stupid of Sheena to, like, let him have autonomy over that project and not... And have him use her name.
Yeah, like, let him take over her minutes that she has signed on for the show. Like, that's literally... Literally what she
did. I do know that they, if you're going to promote a product mm-hmm. on the show, Bravo does get a 10% cut of that. Oh, so that could have been why that app never came mm-hmm. to fruition. I don't know. But Kristen has so many other juicy details on other cast members that she spills. She's confirmed that she is back for season 7.
Yay! Love her.
She's great.
And again, she has a very special announcement that she makes towards the end of the show. So be sure to tune in, you guys. Hashtag No Filter with Zach Peter. This episode comes out May 30th. Teague and I had lots of juicy questions to ask Kristen. Thank you, Kristen, for doing the show.
Zach, this interview sounds better than the finale, I feel like.
Like, she was, no,
you know why? Because they didn't give her enough time in the reunion.
They always kept telling her to shut up, and she did. But everyone else that, like, was talking, you didn't really need to be talking. Because Kristen just says it. It's the truth. It's what it is. It's what matters. And...
I agree. Let's Rob is thirsty, and like she said, Sheena is just bitter, and I think we saw that tonight, and that's why she didn't get any...
Hardcore
She didn't get any lines tonight. It was just a lot of eye rolls and, like, huffs and puffs.
With her fake contacts.
Oh, you guys!
She's not here for it. She's not here for it. Okay, well, since Kristen confirmed that season 7 is happening, we do have some tea time news.
Tea time.
And Sarah, this one. Oh, tea time.
Oh, we clink.
Cheers.
On.
Cheers. Okay. Everyone
royal
has a glass
wedding this status.
Week. Royal wedding status. I love it. So, Sarah, somebody sent you some, or you found some.
Oh, yeah, on Jax's Instagram. If you go to his story, Brittany's family was just in town. So they were all hanging out over the week and the past weekend. And I noticed that Vanderpump Dogs was having another one of their events. And there's a picture of Jax. And there is a film crew around him. So I know they were filming it. So we know that Jax is definitely back as well. He was holding Brittany's knees. So it's probably making him look really good.
Oh, I thought you said he was holding Brittany's knees. I was like, that's an interesting Insta story.
Knees now he's looking like a nice guy.
He was holding Brittany's knees. So he's probably like really looking like a good guy this season, I'm thinking.
Showing that he's having daddy fever.
So
yeah.
There's that to look forward to next year.
Ooh.
Well, season 7 is coming. It's been filming. Kristen confirmed that. She also said that there's a lot of dish that has happened between taping the reunion and when season 7 either started picking up. I mean, they could either be filming some type of spinoff, whether it's a Tom spinoff or a Jax and Brittany spinoff, or they are filming season 7. Kristen said that filming, I believe, does pick up again soon, if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
That's what she said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If it hasn't already. So maybe it has. Maybe that's what we're filming. I mean, you can't have Vanderpump cast at a Vanderpump event and not lead us to assume that you're filming season 7.
Yeah.
After it's already been confirmed.
Because I don't feel like the Britt and Jax thing is coming back, so I'm pretty sure it's Vanderpump.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys catch any of their stories and you let's look out for the camera crew. Like, where's Waldo?
Yeah.
We're going to play that game.
Look for the camera
Send
crew.
Send it to us.
Look for the mic.
I'm excited to see Stassi's boyfriend. Come on the season. And she was like, yes, he's going to be on. Yes.
Yeah, yes. She's excited.
Yeah.
But I think that's true. Like Kristen said, Carter did the show to support her. Mm-hmm. And that should have been Rob's reason for supporting Sheena.
Yeah.
Not because he thought she was going to be fired or, you know, you don't even see any of the other boyfriends using it. Like, we didn't even see Patrick pimping out his radio show on Sirius. You know, like, it was just so opportunistic on so many different levels for Rob.
Like, it looks so fake.
It's all in how you, like, present yourself in it and how you're in it. Like, yeah, Carter was in it, but he doesn't, like, talk and do anything more than he needs to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's just there. Great. But it's about Kristen.
Yes, absolutely. Do you think that... Well, actually, let's get into Serve the Verdict.
Yeah.
So while I was going to ask this question, I'm like, oh, well, I should have everybody serve the verdict.
Okay. I love that noise. Gets
so
me every time.
Do you think that Sandoval was being malicious when he told Carter that Kristen cheated on him and that he should kind of be cautious of that?
I think he saw his resentment towards Kristen. I think before the whole, like, getting in between him and Ariana's relationship in the beginning, I think he's kind of that type of person that he might want revenge, so.
He just holds on to things.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they had a long relationship, too, so why? I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
I feel like it was vindictive of him, manipulative.
Yeah, and I think Kristen made a great point of, like, well, if this were me and I were coming to Ariana, wouldn't it be bad?
Yeah.
The same way you're saying that it... the same way it's like the pot calling the kettle black.
Yeah, to me it's like go to the person first. So Tom should have gone to Kristen, really see what
But
happened.
Then they said that Carter...
Clarence said, after hashtag no filter podcast, I don't want to hear Rob's name ever again. We love Clarence.
I love it. Yeah, but that's what I think. He should have gone to Kristen, really have seen what happened, and then if he still felt like, if he feels how he feels, then yeah, sure. Go to Carter.
But they kept saying that Carter came to Tom. Which
he
kind of did.
I mean, he did come to Tom, but, like, you can still do it in a way that's not, like...
There's a way for Tom to still have talked to Carter to be like, it's okay, dude, like, it's Kristen. I don't think anything really happened. Yeah. Like, he could have said it that if you want...
Or
like,
this is your business. Yeah. I'm not going to get involved in your relationship.
Don't be like, oh, yeah, I saw the pillow. Like,
yeah.
I saw how that was set up. It happened.
It was like a... Like, the pillows weren't even suspicious. Like, I don't even know who has... Who does it in a pool in that position with those pillows? Like, it made the whole pillow situation made no sense.
I have a question. So, yes. After this, after your interview and everything, do you think James and her hooked up?
No. I think she, the way she blew it off, because we did ask her about the James hookup, and she's like, we all know that's not true. Like, it was just so brushed over. And I don't think I even believe that they...
I don't think they did either.
No, I think it really was just Jax trying to stir up drama and Sandoval going to support Jax. It was. Yeah. Serve the verdict. What are your thoughts on Brittany? Has she changed? Do you think that she has a right to be with Jax now? Can we kind of give her a hall pass? Or are we still judging her hard? Because I know I'm still judging her hard. I'm like, at this point, I'm like, look, you do you. If you want to be with Jax, like, that's your own mess. Like, I've been told Sarah outside, I was like, look, you can only have, when there's somebody that's addicted to cocaine, you can only tell them so many times, this is bad for you, you shouldn't do it. And eventually, it's like, live your life.
It's like that friend bad decisions keeps going back.
Yes, exactly.
I've probably been that person too, so I can't talk crap.
You know what? I'm going to give her a hall pass. I'm going to say, I trust her when she said she didn't talk to Jax for a month. I do. I'm believing you, girl. So don't.
I mean, she did sleep with him and have a house party with him and give him a party at Hooters, but which a party at Hooters is nothing to brag about.
I was reading today that she did say that he called her like 30 times after. So I think he just was really pushy too.
Relentless.
And she seems like one of those people that would eventually give in.
Okay, that's the next question. Has Jax changed? Do you think he was calling her 30 times because he really wanted to win her back or because it was like a codependency?
Well, I'm going to put my psychology hat on and therapy. Well, I don't do that. Well, therapy. Hat on. I think that he is abusive and I think that he will probably not change. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this because I think it's very difficult for those type of people to change.
And at his old age, yeah.
What did they say? 1% of them.
So, yeah. 1% I don't think. I'm excited to see. I think it takes time for an individual to change.
Yeah.
Especially when you have the same behavior over and over again. It'll even take longer. So I'm not saying anything yet. I want to see next season.
Yeah.
And 5 seasons after that to really give you my answer.
Yeah.
So that's it.
I'm hoping it sticks and it's not just like a thing for here and now.
Like, no more talking about it. Yeah. Just do it. Treat her well.
He even said, he's like, you say this every reunion. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do some quick fan shout outs and then we'll do our Pumptini toast.
Okay.
Okay. Lindsay, thank you. Everyone's really done with Jax. Erica Rue says, Jax has to be charming. I mean, Paola said James and Jack's new beef this upcoming season. Ooh. Wait, do you think they're going to have new beef?
Spill it.
That's maybe her prediction.
Maybe Jack sleeps with Raquel.
Oh, shit.
That would be juicy.
I'm just kidding, guys. Let's not air that to TMZ.
No, let's not. Lindsay says, I'd rather not hear Sheena's name either.
Okay, do you want
to
join?
To be honest. and Lily Fergus said, I don't believe Jax anymore. I'm done with him. I think we're all kind of done with him.
I think we're all done, but he does give a good show.
Well, you guys, thank you for joining us all season long. Shall we give our pumptini toast? Our final pumptini toast. I think we'll each give our who we think won the season overall. Stacey, who do you think won the season overall?
Just have to make me over. I'm going to say Lala.
Okay.
Lala. I was going to say Lala.
For going out there, being, you know, pursuing her dream and singing, for being vulnerable in the season finale. I loved her this season.
Yeah.
I'll say Lala.
Second that, Stacey, and just for her actually changing and sticking to what she says and acting on it. I appreciate it, and I like who she is as a person and a friend.
I agree with you guys, but I think I'm also going to add in Stassi and Katie.
Okay.
Aww. Katie, because we saw her be vulnerable this season, and Stassi, because we saw her step up and be boss lady. Like, she wants to be like Lisa Vanderpump, and we really saw her step into her own this season. I was like, Stassi is not just the dramatic, you know, princess.
Hashtag boss babes.
Hashtag boss babes. I love it. If you guys want to join us, you can always leave comments on the YouTube videos. We respond to all of them. We love talking with you guys. Don't forget to continue to tweet us and Instagram, DM us on Instagram, because we love to interact with you guys. I'm Zach Peter, and you can keep up with me at Just Plain Zach.
Again, I'm Sarah Sirio. Thank you guys so much for tuning in all season, and you can follow me at @SSirio.
Yes, you guys, we're going to miss you so much.
We are.
I'm sad. I'm Stacey Olivas, and you can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much. We loved it. And don't forget to comment and leave us good reviews on iTunes.
Please.
Okay, bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.